Hello, Nation. This is He-Man 493. Today on AMN Anime News, Netflix is throwing out the punches in this anime streaming war with many, many anime being developed, and even their own original series. Also, Violet Evergarden's movie finally is released in Japan after the COVID-19 outbreak, and also Crunchyroll is releasing three anime themselves. All this and more on this first ever episode of AMN Anime News. Stay tuned. Now, Crunchyroll this week announced that they will be streaming the following anime: Healing Good Precure, Give 8, and Mr. Love Queen's Choice television animes this summer. Crunchyroll will be streaming the Healing Good Precure anime in North America, Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, and Latin America. And they plan to announce the launch date of Healing Good Precure in the future. Now, the company describes Healing Good Precure as the secret world of the Healing Garden had been healing the Earth. One day, villains called Biogens attacked the Healing Garden with the goal to destroy the Earth, which is now in big trouble. In order to save the Earth, three Earth Doctor trainees, healing animals, escape from Healing Garden to look after their partners. Along with them is Lati, the princess of Healing Garden, who holds up a special power. When the three ordinary girls meet in the healing animals, they are transformed into pretty cures in order to face and defeat the Biogens. After Lati runs out of energy when she detects the Biogens attacks, the pretty cures work together to protect Lati and everything that lives on the precious planet Earth. Now let's start the pretty cure operation. Now, the Healing Good Precure anime did premiere in Japan on February 2nd, and the episodes were delayed due to the coronavirus or COVID-19. Instead of airing episode 13 on April 26th, the series was re-aired episode 1 and has been re-airing episodes ever since. This is pretty interesting. It's another kind of magical girl type anime, and these have been coming up more popular lately. More of the, you know, Sailor Moon remakes or redos. Now, I wanted to take a moment. What this article doesn't mention is the plots for the other two animes, which is Give 8 and Mr. Love Queen. I thought there was more to that. Oh, well, no. So, the plot of Gibate is, in 2030, Japan, a virus has infected humans throughout the world. The infected people turn into different forms of monsters based on their ages, sexes, and race. The virus is named Giba, after being rich in variety like Giba. Just then, a pair of samurai and ninja appear in such blighted wasteland of Japan. They both travel from the early Edo period, fighting together with the help from a doctor who tries to find the cure for Giba. Facing ceaseless attacks from Gibas and outlaws that attack travelers for food, they start the dangerous journey with enemies all around. This was very interesting to me. Give 8 really, really was interesting, because when I saw the trailer of what this virus can really do, it's really scary. And it's kind of a good anime to watch, especially when you're dealing with COVID-19. I think it's really something that can relate to people around the world. So I think this is definitely going to be popular in the upcoming summer. I don't think that it's not going to be forgotten. I think this is a very good choice by Crunchyroll to include this into their lineup. And not only are you getting a popular magical girl type anime, but also you have an anime that a lot of people who are dealing with COVID-19 can really relate to. That was a very good move. Now, Mr. Love Queen's Choice is a actually it's based on a social simulation game, and I can only read from the social from the game's description of the plot. So the game's description is, in a world filled with superpowers, fantasies, and surprise, you will experience a girl's whole life and get deeply involved with four male characters, feeling their romance, love, mystery, and conflict in deep story spanning dozens of episodes. Now, the game was released on March 20th, 2019 on Google Play in the UK. And this is one of those very mobile games where, like, the girl, there's one girl and there's like four boys and they all have different abilities. There's many of them on Google Play. I think they're starting to now try to balance it out where they're trying to make a lot of games for guys, but this probably will be another Yuri anime, or maybe even just another reverse harem anime where the one girl has to pick between four boys, and this will be a definitely good one for girls. And there might be some boys who are interested in this. I don't see this being bigger than the other two, because I don't see any difference. And most of the time when you base something off of a video game, it usually doesn't really resonate with anime fans. Now, I'm not talking about Sword Art Online or those type of anime. It usually, with just to me, this particular anime or video game adaptation, I don't think it's going to do well. I could be wrong, but just in my opinion, I don't think it's going to do well. But what do you guys think? Do you think Mr. Love Queen will be the best of the three? What do you guys think about Gibate? Do you think that this is something you would want to watch during the quarantine, something that you can relate to? And the Magical Girl anime as well. So please give me your thoughts on Twitter and on Instagram, as well as our Amino, and stay tuned for more news on AMN. So Netflix announced this week that they will add the first Yu-Gi-Oh! Duel Monsters anime season in the long-running Yu-Gi-Oh! Franchise on July 8th. Now, this is the first season of Yu-Gi-Oh! I think they named it Duel Monsters so that way people don't get it confused with the other adaptations, because there are so many titles with the name Yu-Gi-Oh! Yu-Gi-Oh! 5Ds, Yu-Gi-Oh! GX, Yu-Gi-Oh! Zexal. So it's important to kind of distinguish which particular protagonist you're going to be dealing with. This one will be about the Pharaoh and how he went against Kaiba and Maximilian Pegasus. And this, again, is showing that Netflix is stepping their game up. They're really trying to really be that anime headquarters or anime mainstream streaming service, and I think they're going to try to take it to Crunchyroll and eventually try to stop them or even absorb them. I'm not surprised that they probably won't claim other old anime or even relics of the 2000s or the 90s and start streaming them and actually be able to make a little neat anime pack for everybody, you know, a little anime playlist or something that you can probably pay extra for. Now, the Yu-Gi-Oh! 7, the 7th and most recent anime series franchise, premiered on April 4th, so it is still going, and the anime commemorates the 20th anniversary of the franchise. Yeah, 20 years of Yu-Gi-Oh! And the trading card game has gotten absolutely crazy. I remember playing the original trading card game, the trading card game that had like maybe a sentence or a couple of sentences on the card. Now, when you look at a card, it has like a literal paragraph. You're reading literally a book on a very thin piece of cardboard. But I'm very glad that they decided to put the whole entire season on here. It gives a chance for people to see it. and they don't have to pay so much for going to different streaming sites like Crunchyroll or Funimation. They can actually just go to Netflix, pay what they need to pay, and then just watch everything. So again, another good move by Netflix. I want to see what else they do. You know, what will they invest more into getting newer shows, or will they keep, you know, going for the older shows? And they can probably even go from Metabots or Duel Masters. They've already got Digimon, so they can probably even get the rest of them, like rest of the Digimon as well, and Pokemon, all the Pokemon series. That would definitely really boost their sales, because those are really big franchises, Digimon and Pokemon. They already have the Naruto Shippuden, so maybe try to invest more into getting more of the more popular anime, bringing back all the Bleaches and stuff like that. And speaking of that they have Bleach now, they're going to be streaming that on their service as well. Netflix, again, has stepped up, so I don't see Crunchyroll this time around, even though they have three really decent-looking anime coming out this summer. I don't see them really being strong this time around. So, yeah. Netflix will be streaming Yu-Gi-Oh! Duel Monsters on July 8th, so save that date. And stick around for more news and a whole bunch of fun on AMN Anime News. See you soon. The World Ends With You, the RPG that swept the world, is now getting its own anime, and I am very excited to actually... Square Enix will reveal more information about the game and the digital at the Digital Anime Expo live event, which will stream from July 3rd and 4th. So I will definitely be tuning in on July 3rd and try to maybe sneak it on July 4th, you know, on Independence Day, maybe if my mom's not looking. But this is definitely good. I think that they're starting to take a lot of different types of video games and making them into an anime. But again, I don't know if this is going to be really good either. I don't know if they're going to stick with the video game itself, or they're going to write a completely new story. I know for sure they need to be working with Square Enix and making sure that they're there to kind of help them build the story, because Square Enix is all good about making story. If you guys have played the Final Fantasy series, any of them, they're very good with pouring on the plot and pouring on a lot of story. So I think that it's really great that they're looking towards making a lot of these video games that have a little bit of an anime feel to them into anime, but we have to make sure that we're staying true to the source material and that we're also including the company that actually made it. Because a lot of companies, when they make animes, or they, whether they take a manga or whether they take a video game or even make a anime out of something like a classic literature, they will completely abandon the source material and they'll make their own pseudo weird version of it. And I hope that this will be respected and that they won't mess this up. But yes, so if you're a fan of The World Ends With You RPG, your game is getting an anime, and you should mark it on your calendars. July 3rd through the 4th, they will be revealing more information at the Anime Expo Lite. Square Enix will try to maybe tell you the release date, you know, what the storyline is going to be, so stay tuned for that, and stay tuned for more news on anime on AMN Anime News. The Violet Evergarden movie anime film is going to be opening in Japan September 18th. Now, this was announced on a television commercial that aired after the re-airing of the final episode of Violet Evergarden, the television anime, this week. So, it was supposed to come out in January of this year, January 10th precisely. But then it was moved to April 6th, and then it was postponed until April 24th because of the coronavirus. So now they will be able to allow this movie to be seen. The singer True will return to perform the film's song, Will. Now, I'm a little bit excited to see this movie and kind of continue on the legacy that Violet Evergarden has really created with this kind of message of how to deal with your emotions and how to kind of survive through a lot of pain and suffering. And that's what I took out of it. And I think that this will probably be a decent movie. I don't know for sure. I mean, I really can't wait to see if it comes to the United States. And I can't wait to watch it myself. But Japan always gets first dibs. And so we have to wait patiently. And hopefully, if you are in Japan or if you're living in Japan or even traveling, please be safe. Wash your hands, wear your mask, and if you are, take a chance to watch this movie and let us know how it goes. Stay tuned for more news on AMN Anime News. So this week on June 25th, Netflix Canada said that they were going to show every single Studio Ghibli movie on their streaming service, and they were going to be streaming the Wild Rises film in Canada on August 1st. So imagine all of those movies. Imagine all those movies. You know, you got Castle in the Sky, My Neighbor Totoro, I Love Howl's Moving Castle, Ponyo, Secret World of Ornery, From Up on Poppy Hill, Whisper of the Heart, Princess Mononoke, one of the most iconic and well-known Studio Ghibli movies, The Tale of Princess Kaguya, and many, many more. So a lot of them are going to be shown. And I encourage you guys to really take advantage of this, because Netflix is stepping up. They're really stepping up in the anime community, and they're trying to stake their claim as the quintessential anime streaming service. So good on them for really recognizing Studio Ghibli and really trying to connect with anime fans and say, hey, we understand that, you know, you're in the middle of a crisis right now, and we want to help you get through it by showing you some really great movies. And this is a chance also for a lot of you who have heard of Studio Ghibli or have heard of like Howl's Moving Castle, but haven't really been able to watch the movies, or you haven't had the chance because, you know, everyone has watched them and or they're behind a paywall. Now you can watch them on Netflix and catch up, so that way you can be in the loop, you can talk about all the favorite scenes, and you don't have to be that guy who hasn't watched any of them, any Studio Ghibli movies, and kind of be that awkward guy. So I encourage any new anime fan or any new person, watch these movies, get a sense of what Studio Ghibli has to offer, and please, if you're in the Canada area, please enjoy this, because these are some great movies that have a lot of good stories, and you will catch the feels for them. Trust me, you will definitely catch the feels. So yeah, that's something that's really great. So stay tuned, because there's more news for AMN Anime News. So once again, this is our third story about Netflix once again stepping up. This is not me favoring Netflix. It's just that throughout this week, it's been Netflix's week, because Studio Trigger has announced that they will be doing a Cyberpunk 2077 anime adaptation of the video game called Cyberpunk Edgerunners, and it's going to be debuting in 2022. So you know they're going to take their time with this, being that it's based off of CD Projekt Red's video game Cyberpunk 2077 with Keanu Reeves as one of the characters. Man, I'm telling you guys, Netflix is really going for the jugular and calling out a lot of these streaming services in the anime streaming wars. It's going to be a 10-episode story about a street kid trying to survive in the technology and body modification of the Seth City of the future, having everything to lose. He chooses to stay alive by becoming a edge runner, a mercenary outlaw, also known as a cyberpunk. Oh, wow. So, just that, you know, alone is, you know, Studio Trigger is very famous for Darling in the Franxx. Some people love it, but I believe that it was very good, and I expect no less from Studio Trigger coming into Cyberpunk, and it's a Netflix original, so Netflix is definitely stepping up. Now, for those of you who don't know what Cyberpunk 2077 is, it's a game that revolves around an open-world action-adventure story set in Night City, a megalotropolis obsessed with power, glamour, and body modifications. You play as V, a mercenary outlaw going after one of the kind implant that is the key to immortality. You can customize your character, cyberware, skill set, and playstyle, and explore the vast city where it chooses you to make shape of the story with your choices or decisions and the world around you. So not only is this you can customize your characters, but also the decisions you make kind of affect the game and the world around you. And that's really kind of cool. The game was released November 19th, and it was one of the most acclaimed games during E3. Everyone was hyped. You saw Keanu Reeves coming out talking about the game. He was super excited about it, and I am just very impressed with Netflix. They are stepping up. They are taking this streaming service war by the balls, and they're trying to show that they want to be the king of the anime. They want to show that they own anime, and that this is a new era of streaming, and that they're the kings. I do not see Crunchyroll getting out of this with only three anime that they're going to be streaming. So these other streaming services are going to have to step up their game, or they're going to lose out. But yes, Cyberpunk 2077 has their own anime, and it is called Cyberpunk Edge Runners, and it's going to be premiering 2022. So yeah, we're gonna have to wait 2 years for it, but definitely it's probably gonna be worth the wait, because remember, it's about quality, not quantity. And when we wait longer for something, it usually always gets to be better. You know, they're taking their time with it, writing a story, make sure everything is right. And I really appreciate that when studios take that time. So yeah, that's it for this story, and stay tuned for more news on AMN Anime News. Thank you so much for listening to the first ever episode of AMN Anime News. Please follow us on our Twitter page at @animanga_nation, all lowercase, and please share your thoughts with the episode, or if there's any anime news you think we missed, please let us know. Until next time, this is He-Man 493 signing out.